Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Inshallah, just to continue from our Jumu'ah session, the very first guna, sin, that was committed in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in the heavens. Asman mein sabse pehla guna hua. And the criminal, the culprit, was one creation of Allah whose name was Azazil. And the other person, another creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Hazrat-e-Insan, whose name is Hazrat-e-Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. What is important is for us to identify the reason and the cause of this disobedience, this guna, this sin that was carried out. And this is mentioned in many sections of the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, the malaika also knew that he is going to be the khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dunya, representing the message of Allah. And anbiya and the messengers that will come will be from amongst the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And so when this jinn Azazil found out that this honor is given to Adam and not to him, he became extremely jealous. And it is this jealousy that the Quran talks about in many verses of the Quran. In fact, today in Maghrib Salah, I read the verse, وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Everyone knows this ayat-e kareem. And it is this hasad that triggered this guna. And this guna led Azazil to become a kafir. And not only a kafir, but the worst criminal, an example set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is shaitan mardood, that he and his zurriyat, his awlad, all will be kuffar, and they will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but one sin, hasad, destructive jealousy with Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and he started arguing. And arguing with who?
Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can be so dangerous, my respected brothers, when you put yourself in front of Allah. And so, in a way, we have to be very, very careful. And what Shaitan did, putting himself in front of Allah to argue in front of Allah, to put his own reason and logic. This is what the modern man who claims to be a Muslim is doing today. Exactly the same. And how dangerous is that? And this is also called takabbur and hasad. You will find today Muslim women saying, oh, but why do we have to cover and the men don't have to cover? Isn't this the same thing what Shaitan put in front of Allah? I'm created from fire. This man is created from this earthly material. Why? I don't understand. How many women actually say this to you? A lot of women come to me and tell me this. Mauli Sahab, why don't you do parda? I say, I'm not as beautiful as you. Simple. Umar today, he text messaged me that, Mauli Sahab, why don't you wear the right socks? So I had to change my socks before Maghrib. So I think it's okay today, Umar. Are we okay? Huh? So that's what I'm saying. So the Imam has to be, you know, looking well pruned and... So, but I don't need to do parda because I'm not as good looking as you are. You are a woman, you are very pretty. It is a shame today that, you know, men want to be like women. And I don't know this disease that wherever you go, men want to be like women. And I wonder how women feel, you know, when they have a man who is trying to be like a woman. Why? A man is a man. A man is a man. Be a man. A ni'mah. What a ni'mah that is, you're a man. But khair, where was I? Where was I? Take me back, please. That when you are putting this argument in front of Allah, you claim that you have iman, but yet, by the movies that you watch, Barbie. Ajib. Barbie. Pink, everything. Oh, Muslim ladies and girls are all, you know. And these things that you are watching and what we are watching, Allahu Akbar Kabira, it is affecting us. And therefore we start questioning, why do we have to cover? Why has the man got the power of talaq and we haven't got the power of talaq? Imagine, you're not questioning the Imam. Who are you questioning? No. Before Allah, who are you questioning? Who are you putting blame to? Before Allah. Who? Who are you blaming first? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Isn't that the case? Is he... Adam alayhi salam is the Khalifa of Allah. What does Khalifa mean? That Anbiya are from Adam alayhi salam and they will be representing the message of Allah. So the first thing you are actually saying is that Aliyazu billah, indirectly, I'm not sure if Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he is saying is right or wrong. Aliyazu billah. And then from there it goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in inheritance, why do the boys have a bit more than the ladies also? Example. A lot of these questions. And not just women, you have men, Muslim men coming and asking questions. I think we need to change this, I think we need to do this. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this story in front of us. Be very careful. You can argue with your friend, you can argue with your imam sahib, it's fine. But don't argue and don't stand in front of your deen. Your deen. Our iman upon Allah and His Rasul should be so strong, my respected brothers, that my Allah has said that, I don't need to explain anything to you, bhai. Of course, if you are going to give an explanation, it's there for a good reason. But as Muslims, our commitment to our deen should be so strong. Allah has said it. Khatam. It doesn't make no difference. There's no question. Allah is my creator. Allah is my khaliq. Allah knows. If someone is a millionaire and a billionaire and he's got a private jet, and he's extremely wealthy and easygoing life, and you envy him that I wish I was like him, it doesn't work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not designed human beings to be equal. That is why communism doesn't work. Communism didn't work. Nobody can be equal. This is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knows what to give to who. We see in the story of Musa alayhi salam, Khizr alayhi salam. Khizr alayhi salam killed this innocent boy. Musa alayhi salam, as a Nabi, straight away spoke out, what did you do? And he was given the knowledge of taqdeer. So he said to Musa alayhi salam, you know, I told you, what I will do, you won't accept. Because your shariat is different to my shariat, to my understanding. To what Allah has given me the commands. And he said, because you don't have the knowledge of the unseen, and Allah has given me this honor, that this boy, if he was to grow up, he will open the doors of kufr for his parents. That is why it is better for this person to die. Otherwise, the parents would have also been kufar. Allah knows that sometimes when a person has got no money and all of a sudden he becomes extremely rich, he will become rebellious. So Allah knows how much to give, what to give, any ni'mah, whatever he wants to give. It doesn't have to be finance, money, anything. It can be anything. Honor or whatever, mashallah, name, fame, whatever is there. So in a way, this is also questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very dangerous. You are questioning your deen. And we need to understand the meaning that way we are Muslims, and Muslim means total submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Total submission. Just today, alhamdulillah, a lady who accepted Islam from Christianity. And I was talking to her about this, that how beautiful Islam is. And wallahi, Abisab is my witness here. She started to cry. Rone lagi. She had tears in the eyes. That really this deen is so beautiful. Our deen is so beautiful, my respected brothers, but the problem is the poison that enters the mind. The garbage, the wrong things that we are entering, putting inside. All of these things are extremely dangerous. We have to safeguard our iman. That is why Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, during the days of fitna, how should we save our iman? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the message of the Quran and the tafsir of it is my teachings. It is the teachings of the Quran, the guidance that comes, it comes from the kalam of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as Muslims, we have to be very, very careful. We should never ever question the deen of Allah. Of course, sometimes you might have something that is a waswasa in your heart and genuinely you are trying to figure out why should we do this. then it is important that you go to an alim, a scholar who can explain to you why we are doing this, so that the waswasa is then cleared. That is absolutely fine. And so the first guna committed by this criminal, whose name is Azazil and later on given the name as Shaitan, was due to hasad. Now how dangerous is this disease, jealousy? How many people are suffering from this bimari, from this ruhani bimari today, and we don't even know? People who don't give salam, people who don't want to even look, people who try to avoid you, people who want to turn away, people who think negative about you, people who are making up stories, all of these things are all connected to hasad. Allah save us. And then the first guna, the first sin committed in this dunya is also hasad. In the heavens, it was hasad, Azazil. Here, also in this dunya, the first guna committed was jealousy. Ajib. Sometimes there is jealousy even amongst blood ties. Even amongst blood ties. Allah save us. Adam alayhi salam had two sons, Qabil and Habil. Qabil and Habil. Habil was going to get married to a very beautiful lady. Qabil got jealous. Why is this woman going to Habil and not to me? And in his own understanding, he felt that I am more worthy than Habil to marry this woman who is more beautiful. And the woman that was allocated to him should be given to Habil, and Qabil wants to marry. At that time, in the beginning. And in this hasad, when Habil got married, he actually went out and he murdered his own brother. Mar diya aur qatal kar diya. And this is in the Quran, the kalam of Allah. As I mentioned today in Jumu'ah, that lady who was pretty and she refused a marriage proposal, that man in hasad, that if you're not going to be mine, then you will be no one's. And he threw acid on her face. Tehzab panka. Allah save us. These are the things that we are witnessing today in this dunya. Allah save us. So as Muslims, in the family, outside the family, amongst our community, amongst our friends, learn to be brothers. This brotherhood, khulus, ikhlas, to love for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very, very important, my respected brothers. From Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, when you go straight to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same thing. They had hasad with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is talking about the Jewish community, the Ahle Kitab, Alladhina Ataynahumul Kitab. Ya'rifunahu kama ya'rifuna abna'ahum. That the Christians and the Jews, it was not that they had any kind of doubt and they were sincere and they really thought that he was Aliyazu Billah, not the Nabi of Allah. But Allah is testifying, like how a father knows his own child, that is how they knew that he is the Nabi of Allah. So then why did they not accept Iman and Islam? This is answered in the Quran. وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. O my Nabi, many from amongst the people of the book will love it. وَدَّ, they would love it. That you turn back and your people and your ummah turn back to kufr. That you become disbelievers after Iman being given to you. Why? Subhanallah. The very next word. Hasadan. Hasadan. They are jealous of you. People are jealous of the fact that you have this family structure, you have this unity. People don't like it that when you are praying namaz, you are praying together shoulder to shoulder. People don't like it that your women are covered. People don't like a lot of things about you, that you are sakhi, that you are giving azan, and that you are worshipping Allah. And that why don't you follow us, and why don't you become people of desire? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ مِّنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ. And so they did not believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of this. And Allah punished them because of their nashukri, being ungrateful. And they did not accept Hazrat-e Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did they do? Did they make life easy for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And look, from hasad what happens? Jealousy. Jealousy leads to what? Listen to this. They plotted against Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mushrikeen were jealous of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made hijrat, but they didn't allow him to do hijrat. They say, we will give 100 camels for anyone who gives us information. O Aliyazu Billah, even a plot to assassinate Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 100 camels reward. When he got to Medina Munawwara, again hasad. And this is so dangerous. Because of hasad, the Jewish people got a very famous magician in Medina Munawwara, and they said that, look, you know, we can't stop this man, but maybe we can stop him if we cast a magic spell on him. Because they knew magic was prevalent in the time of their Nabi Moses, Musa alayhi salam, and Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the jinns. This is what they were doing with the jinns, the jinnats. And this is what they did. Can you imagine? They came with an army because of hasad. They plotted against him, the family. And at the end they became powerless. And they thought that, chalo yaar, you know what we can do now is at least do some magic on him. And this is what they did. And they thought they will be successful, but alhamdulillah, when you have Quran, and when you have Iman, and when you have Ayatul Kursi inside you, it doesn't work. Then imagine the person upon whom the Quran is being revealed. It did not affect the Nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately, when they did this, the two most powerful chapters of the Quran were revealed. Most powerful. 11 ayats. The knots. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And we seek refuge with Allah from the mardood shayateen, and also the magicians that blow in the knots. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَد. And from the hasideen, from those who are jealous and envious from us. وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. And nowadays, what do we do? What do we do? Eat food, picture. Eat food, you're eating biryani, picture. Show the whole world. How many followers have you got? 1 million, Umar? You don't have any followers. Yehi nek aadmi hai. He's the only one who looks after my socks and my clothes and everybody. Ye bada achha aadmi hai, mera dost hai. But anyway, what happens? We want to show the whole world. You are traveling, make an announcement. Hey, bhai, kya? Zarurat hai, kyun hai? You are now living in the days of fitna, my respected brothers. Today, you have to be careful. Allah save us. From the evil eye, it can stretch all the way to hasad. Who are like Sahaba-i-Kiram ajma'in? Who are so sincere like Sahaba-i Kiram Ajma'in? Allahu Akbar. And I want to go back to the companions also. So these two chapters were revealed and how important it is for the Muslim Ummah. Allah's Nabi has said, read قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ 3 times at least in the morning and 3 times in the evening. How many minutes does that take? 3 times. But sadly, many people don't even read the Mu'awwadhatayn 3 times. And it is protecting you so much. And you read it with Ayatul Kursi, Subhanallah. So we are living in the days of fitna. Adam alayhi salam, hasad. His children, Qabil, Habil, hasad. Musa alayhi salam, hasad. Isa alayhi salam, hasad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the actions taken against him. When you actually sit down and ponder why it always reverts back to this guna, it goes back to only one guna, and that is jealousy, destructive jealousy. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always saying to the ummah, save yourself. Be careful on this. Even sahaba-i kiram ajma'in, Allah's Nabi said that the previous communities divided themselves into 72 groups. My ummah will be divided into how many groups? 73. And he says, كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا وَاحِدًا. Everyone will go to Jahannam except for one. O Nabi of Allah, who? And he said, my, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي. My sunnah and my sahaba. Those who follow my sunnah and follow my sahaba. Are they not people today who are jealous of sahaba-i kiram ajma'in? What did he say? What did Allah's Nabi say? The people who follow me and my sahaba. Are they not people today who are jealous of sahaba-i kiram ajma'in? It is ajeeb. When you are going to be searching anything in Google, the very first website that comes on top all the time, and I was looking into that, it is some Islam.org or something, and it is run by Shias. The very first website that comes on top. And we don't even know. Allahu Akbar. Many are from Qadianis. Allah save us. Hasad with sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. Hasad with sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. This is the danger, my respected brothers. And so, Allah bachaye, ye jo jealousy hai na, hasad karna ek dusre se, insan ke amal ko khatam kar deta hai. Now, the scholars have explained that there are 3 types of hasad. And let us look into the 3 types of hasad. The first hasad is very clear, which is totally haram. That is when you see that Allah has given somebody a blessing and you get angry and you have this discomfort in your heart and it burns you that why this person has got this ni'mat and you would wish that this ni'mat would be taken away from him. This is totally haram. This ni'mat should be taken away from him. This is totally haram. This is what is mentioned in the hadith. Then the second level of hasad is upon your intention that Allah knows. And that intention is that sometimes you will see something, but all of a sudden this very strong feeling, waswasa, comes in your heart. And you may feel not right about something or a blessing given to somebody. But in your heart you are not happy that why this feeling has come. And you don't want this waswasa to come. But it is a form of waswasa. Then there is no guna for this. Then there is no guna for this. Because this is just from shaitan. Your heart is clean. You are happy with the fact that whatever Allah has given him, it's not something that you wish any harm to that individual. And the third level of hasad is lawful. The third level of hasad is lawful. But that hasad is lawful only in two categories. And that is mentioned in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la hasada illa fisnatain. That hasad is not jaiz, not lawful, but only in two cases. Number one, rajulun atahu Allahu al-Quran. A man who Allah has given the knowledge of the Quran. He's a master in the knowledge of Nabuwat, what Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and he is a grand scholar, and he knows the qira'at, the meaning, the tafsir, he knows the ulum, he's a great scholar. فَهُوَ يَكُومُ بِهِ أَنَا اللَّيْلِ وَأَنَا النَّهَارِ. And this man is a practicing scholar. Then to envy that person, it's called ghibta or rashk, that is fine. And the intention should be that, gosh, if Allah had also given me this much knowledge, I would also be serving the community. Or if not serving the community, I myself would engage in worshipping Allah in this manner with the knowledge that Allah has given me. So that envy, that kind of rashk and ghibta is jaiz. So there is no harm in that. And another case mentioned in the hadith, which is jaiz, is when a man is extremely sakhi. What is he? Sakhi. Very generous. وَرَجُلٌ أَتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمَالِ. And a man who Allah has given wealth, فَهُوَ يُنْفِقُ بِهِ. And this man is giving in the path of Allah day and night. He's giving in the path of Allah. And you can envy him, but in the right way. It's called rashk and gipta. And you would say, hi, kash, if Allah had given me this wealth, I would also do the same. So this kind of niyat is jaiz in the two categories. That someone who has the knowledge and someone who is giving in the path of Allah. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayh, he is the ustad of Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. And he is the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Ustad of Imam Bukhari and the student of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was he is known as Imam Azam, the greatest fuqaha, faqih. Abdullah ibn Mubarak, in the night he would stay awake. He was a great muhaddis and thousands of students of hadith Abdullah ibn Mubarak has got. And his neighbor was an ironmonger. He was an ironmonger. And in the night, when Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah, madda zillahul ali, to him of course, he would see him and that he would be reading tahajjud all night, and he from his workshop, he would look at Abdullah ibn Mubarak, that he is at the top floor and he is in ruku now, sujood now, and he would envy him. He said, ah, what a lucky man this man is. Allah has blessed him with knowledge. So every time he would go to sleep, he would look at Abdullah ibn Mubarak and he would make a dua, Bari Ta'ala. Now my job is very difficult. It's with smoke, metal, I do this and that, with fire and all this. And I get tired and in the night I can't wake up. But look at this man, how fortunate he is. Allah, if you gave me this knowledge and this opportunity, I would have been the same as Abdullah ibn Mubarak. So this is all he was doing, intention. I would be like Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Lo, behold, death comes to everyone. Abdullah ibn Mubarak passed away, and this ironmonger also one day passed away. One of the teachers of hadith close to Abdullah ibn Mubarak saw Abdullah ibn Mubarak in the dream and said to him, Hazrat, how are you? So Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me Jannah and I am here and this and that, I'm very happy, mashallah. He communicated with him. And the same muhaddis then said, Sa, mashallah. He says, Hazrat, you know, after you had passed away, very close to your time, your neighbor passed away. Where is your neighbor? Abdullah ibn Mubarak said, my neighbor? Allah has given him a Jannah higher than me. Oh, Allah. A Jannah higher than me. Higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Ironmonger. That is the power of your good intention. All he did was sleep and just make an intention. So he says, how? He says, no, I was told that this man, he was always making a dua that, kash, if I had the knowledge like Abdullah ibn Mubarak, I would also read tahajjud all night and I would do ibadat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the a'mal of Abdullah ibn Mubarak. Not only the a'mal of Abdullah ibn Mubarak, then his own good deeds. So because of his good deeds, his own good deeds, and then topple that with Abdullah ibn Mubarak, then he was uplifted higher than Abdullah ibn Mubarak. So that is why sometimes to envy people in the right way, with the right intention, my respected brothers, there is absolutely no harm. No harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And so this, my respected brothers, is something that we need to understand. So when we have something in the heart, or when we feel some kind of discomfort for someone, quickly read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Make dua for that person, if he is your Muslim brother. If you have an opportunity, go and hug him and make salam to him. Clean your heart, clean your heart. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if you want to see one man who will go straight to Jannah, then you will see him very soon, he will come into the masjid. A man came in the masjid, and he was not even from amongst the famous companions. And 3 nights Allah's Nabi was saying to the people, if you want to see someone from Jannah, he will come now. And 3 times in the night, 3 nights he came. Sahaba were so envious about him that subhanallah, in the best way, that what quality has this person got? And when they inquired, all he said is that, you know, I'm not a man of a lot of worship and I'm a simple man, but before I go to sleep, I look into my heart and I say to my Allah, Ya Allah, my heart is absolutely clean, free from grudge from anyone who has iman, from the people of iman. My heart is totally clean. And it is this amal that has allowed this man to be, subhanallah, a voice message that comes from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. This is a very, very serious disease, my respected brothers. And it is affecting the community. Let us not be jealous of one another. Let us be happy. When we see our brothers, mashallah, that Allah has given them ni'mah, then make dua for him that Allah increase his blessing. And Allah, because when you give him the dua, that dua also returns to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Inshallah, if brothers can close the eyes and mashallah, let us cleanse the heart and do muraqabah and zikr and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for the iman that He has given us and all the blessings that we receive, inshallah. Aankh band karke dilon ko saaf kare Allah ke naam ke yaad ke saath, inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.